Chapter 2. Journals and Ledgers. Exercises. Listening. Passage 1. Directions. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with appropriate words. A journal is a chronological record of business transactions. To record the entire effects of a business transaction in a journal in terms of debit and credit is referred as to making a journal entry. A complete journal entry also includes an explanation of the transaction recorded. A journal may be a general journal, or it may consist of a group of special journals. General journal is used when no special journal exists to record a transaction, usually when a transaction occurs infrequently. Records of original entry, other than the general journal, are designed for recording specific types of transactions of similar nature. Advantages of special journals are threefold. Their use permits a division of labor. They save time in posting from the journals to the general ledgers. And they reduce recording time and errors. Most firms use at least the following special journals: sales journals, purchase journal, cash receipts journal, cash disbursement journal, and payroll journal. The tabular arrangement of special journals allows us to add all entries to a given account and then post an aggregate sum to the general ledger, thus bringing convenience to the posting process. After transactions have been journalized, the debits and credits in each journal entry should be posted to the related accounts in the ledger. Therefore, ledger accounts are used to record business transactions' effect on any accounting entity. Normally, the essential data for preparing the balance sheet and income statement are accumulated in five main categories of ledger account: assets, liabilities, owner's equity, revenues, and expenses. Passage 2. Directions. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with appropriate words and phrases. ACCA, the Association of Chartered Certified Accountants, is the global body for professional accountants. We aim to offer business-relevant, first-choice qualifications to people of application, ability, and ambition around the world who seek a rewarding career in accountancy, finance, and management. We support our 131,500 members and 362,000 students throughout their careers, providing services through a network of 82 offices and active centers. Our global infrastructure means that exams and support are delivered and reputation and influence developed at a local level, directing benefiting stakeholders wherever they are based or plan to move to in pursuit of new career opportunities. Our focus is on professional values, ethics, and governance, and we deliver value-added services through 57 global accountancy partnerships, working closely with multinational and small entities to promote global standards and support. We use our expertise and experience to work with governments, donor agencies, and professional bodies such as the International Federation of Accountants, IFAC, to develop the global accountancy profession and to advance the public interest. Passage 3. First, listening. Decide whether the following statements are true or false. Accounting methods have a significant impact not only on decisions made by management teams, but also on the behavior of investors, creditors, regulatory agencies, consumers, and employees. Through their teaching, research, and professional activities, faculty members in Wharton's accounting department strive to develop the best ways to measure and communicate an organization's economic activities. To meet the needs of today's complex markets, Wharton's accounting department takes a multidisciplinary approach to the field, integrating finance and economics with broader perspectives on organizational issues and the business environment. Wharton's accounting department pursues an active research program, including recent studies in the following 8 areas. 1. The design of executive compensation contracts. 2. Productivity, efficiency, and incentives in the healthcare, banking, and other industries. 3. The role of information in capital market. 4. Accounting for financial instruments. 5. International accounting standards. 6. Securities analysis. 7. Taxes and organizational design. 8. The economic impact of accounting policy. The accounting department offers concentrations in accounting at 3 levels, namely undergraduate program, MBA program, and doctoral programs. At the MBA level, students may major in financial accounting, with the flexibility to explore areas of special interest. Recently, the accounting department has developed an MBA course in international accounting and financial reporting. Department faculty also leads one of the school's most successful open enrollment programs in executive education. The accounting department also offers introductory and elective courses in accounting for both undergraduate and graduate students, serving students throughout the University of Pennsylvania. 2. Listening. Fill in the blanks with appropriate words and phrases.